Matthew chapter 27. When the morning had come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away, and delivered him to Pontius Pilate the governor. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented, and brought the 30 pieces of silver back to the chief priests and elders, saying, "I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood." And they said, "What is that to us? See to that yourself." And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple, and departed, and went and hung himself. And the chief priests took the silver pieces, and said, "It is not lawful to put these coins into the treasury, because it is the price of blood." And they took counsel, and bought with the coins the potter's field, to bury strangers in. Therefore that field was called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "And they took the 30 pieces of silver, the price that he was valued, whom those of the children of Israel did value, and gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord Jehovah appointed me." And Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said to him, "You say so." And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they witness against you?" But he did not answer him a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast the governor was willing to release to the people a prisoner, whom they chose. And they had then a notable prisoner, called Barabbas, son of the father. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas, son of the father, or Jesus, who is called Christ?" Because he knew that out of envy they had delivered him. When he was sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, because I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas, son of the father, and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas, son of the father." Pilate said to them, "What shall I do then with Jesus who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail, but that rather a riot was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person, you see to it." Then all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas, son of the father, to them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered to him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit upon him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And after they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own clothing on him and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted of it, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his clothes, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They parted my clothes among them, and for my robe they cast lots." And sitting down they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation written, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and another on the left. And those who passed by spoke evil against him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him, because he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" The thieves also, who were crucified with him, mouthed the same in his teeth. Now from the 6th hour noon to the 9th hour 3 p.m., darkness was over all the land, And about the ninth hour, 3 p.m., Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, This man is calling for Elijah. And immediately one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink. The rest said, Let it be. Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit. Nisan 14, March, April, 4071, AH 29 AD. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom, and there was an earthquake, and the rocks tore, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared to many. Now when the centurion and those who were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things which happened, they were greatly afraid, saying, Truly this was the Son of God. And many women were there watching from a distance, who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. Among them was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joses, and the mother of Zebedee's children. When the evening had come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. And there was Mary Magdalene, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said, While he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the tomb be made sure until the third day, in case his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say to the people, He has risen from the dead, so the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went, and made the tomb sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch.